You have a question? Did you? I thought you had. I didn't. Any? Yeah.
Why is Varnashram considered to be a religious path? What makes it religious or dharmic?
The first aspect of Varnashram is that it is accepting Krishna as the Supreme Personality of God. Right? And unless and until that is, you see, unless and until Krishna becomes the cause, central theme of Varnashram, then it will not be a religious principle. Right? Like in India, it has become. The so-called Varnashram is there, or had been there. But because Krishna was not the center, it was no more a Daivi Varnashram. It became Asuri Varnashram, demoniac Varnashram. Right? And then what is the Varnashram? Varnashrama Charobata Purushena Parapuman Vishnur Aradhate Pantha Nainam Tattoshakara. Vishnur Aradhate Pantha. The purpose of Varnashram is to serve or worship Vishnu. That is the very foundation of Varnashram. Whether one is in the mode of goodness or Brahmana, whether one is a Kshatriya, Vaishya or Sudra, all are actually engaged in serving Krishna. Not only the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas are ruling the kingdom. With what understanding? This is not my kingdom. And this belongs to Krishna. I am his servant. And as Krishna's servant, I am taking care of Krishna's kingdom. All these citizens are not my subjects. They are Krishna's. Krishna's property. And I am a caretaker taking care of them. So that is the real Kshatriya king's attitude. Like say, and then that's why they call Rajarshis. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj is ruling the kingdom. Parikshit Maharaj is ruling the kingdom. Ambarish Maharaj is ruling the kingdom. With what mentality, what understanding they're ruling the kingdom? It's Krishna's property. I'm simply his servant. Similarly, Vaishyas are catering to the demands, the needs of the society with the understanding that these are Krishna's devotees. And I'm providing for Krishna's worship. And Sudras are acting under the guidance of the others. Although not directly involved in serving Krishna, but indirectly they are also engaged in serving Krishna. But the three higher classes, Brahmana, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are consciously acting as Krishna's servants.